was December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. At 4 in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9.
Welcome, my friend. Take no prisoners. At the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy, and thank you for joining me on this very pleasant Sunday evening. It's Sunday, October 28th, and I think we have a fine show for you, friends. Pursuant to an email I sent out earlier today, we're going to attempt to cover a couple of ambitious topics. One of them I expect we'll be able to complete within the first half hour of today's program, and that would be concerning basic UCC process for novices and those of us who still preserve a beginner's mind, those of us who might encounter others with whom we work that might need a word or two about appropriate UCC credit or procedure, and those of us who would just like to have exposure to the latest information, the state-of-the-art information on establishing oneself as a creditor in the eyes of the de facto government. The other topic, which is of great interest to me, is being addressed specifically to all of my friends out there who will eventually hear our words of discussion, who have the misfortune to be sitting in prison, hopefully not rotting away, but hopefully making the most of their time to commune with the Lord and those prisoners who are open or will be open to their messages of the kingdom and greater hope and forgiveness for all. And to those friends of mine, I intend to begin a step-by-step, state-of-the-art extraction technology discussion right here for most of today's program, continuing for as many programs for as long as it takes, speaking slowly and deliberately so that transcribers can take these words, place them down on the written page, and eventually ship them on to all those fellows, men and women, in the joint from whom we get requests. I can't help most of you directly. It's impossible. However, you and your families can very quickly learn to help yourselves, especially with the evolving BIC technology that is constantly under improvement and development. And so many of you in the joint are so brilliant and have so much time in your hands to allow your creativity to take hold that only the Lord knows what you will be able to extract from the extraction procedures. I look forward to the next 6 to 12 months with this technology in your furtive hands and minds. Before we get to the first break and then our first long segment, let me just remind everybody that there might be value to many people listening tonight in downloading from the archives the broadcasts of this program, Take No Prisoners, from September 2nd, 9th, 16th, 22nd, 23rd, and 29th. Those are days in which we covered intensively some of the hellfire enforcement strategies, including the ever-growing possibility of using notaries to conduct their own trials of those who would disrespect their own statutes. Please join me, folks, in a couple of minutes after this break. And we're really going to get into it tonight on Take No Prisoners.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Somebody been a walking on it. I don't know how I got here. I don't remember nothing at all.
Welcome back, my friends, to this Sunday night, October 28th edition of Take No Prisoners. Excuse me for that sound. That was my arm and my microphone attempting to exist in the same place at the same time. Somehow, the universe keeps teaching us the same lesson until we learn it. As I was saying, there are a number of programs that we ran during September that I think you'll find of interest, as you will tonight. Tonight may be about novices, and tonight may be about prisoners. However, I think tonight is really about most of the people in the middle, because we are all novices in one way or another, and we are certainly all novices in this procedure of freedom. And there are many of us tonight who are probably going to wind up in prison. So that said, I think there'll be great relevance in tonight's material for everyone. Earlier in the fall, especially the beginning portion of September, I spent a significant amount of time discussing the power of the notary, especially using the notary's ability in many states, the notary's authority in many states, to cite any other nation jurisdiction. And one of the jurisdictions on which we focused was Ohio. I believe it was 147.47, could be .07, but one of those two will get you there. Or just Google Ohio notary law, which very specifically states that Ohio notaries have power equivalent to a county court judge in compelling testimony and punishing those who would avoid it. In fact, I'll dig that out and read it exactly to you later. And in the email that I sent out earlier today, I believe we actually discussed that. And I think it's worth discussing, and it's worth downloading from the archives earlier in the month, September 2nd and September 9th, I believe. I could be mistaken, but I believe it's those two dates. Because the language of that law cannot be, that statute cannot be taken for granted. Here it is. It says, he, the notary, shall have the power that is by law vested in judges of county courts to compel the attendance of witnesses and punish them for refusing to testify. He shall have the power that is by law vested in judges. Translation. He's a judge, just like we use petitions in the nature of a motion. That petition has the same effect as the motion. My read on this statute, very simply, is that the notary has the same power of contempt citations, of ordering the prosecutor to make motions, of sua sponte motions, and of issuing arrest citations as a judge, because it says he has that power. If a county judge can do it on behalf of compelling testimony, so can the notary, which is why there are court cases. In fact, I should dig one out. Compton versus maybe USA Supreme Court case, I believe it was down in Alabama, that someone sent in a while ago, in which the Supreme Court, for as much as I care what they say, observed and ruled that a notary is a magistrate. A magistrate is not a judge. A magistrate is a public officer. And then the powers and scope of powers and duties and authorities of the magistrate would be defined by that office. The notary, according to the Supreme Court, functioned as a magistrate in that particular setting, and this statute from Ohio, 147.07, I believe, clearly provides for the notary magistrate capabilities, actually higher than that, judge capabilities. And that statute and the surrounding law presented to a local sheriff in letter form with a follow-up letter, with a notice that there will be a follow-up phone call, might be an interesting avenue for some notaries to consider exploring, to engage the sheriff in a dialogue saying, I wanted to provide notice that pursuant to Ohio Law 147.07, noted below, that I anticipate issuing an arrest warrant in a particular case under consideration and will be requiring your execution on the warrant. If you have any questions, please contact me at such and such and I will follow up with a phone call. Sheriff's going to have a hard time. They may try to elude on that, in which case, if I were the notary, I'd issue a subpoena for the sheriff to bring him in. The sheriff is certainly susceptible to subpoenas. They give testimony all day long, and I would bring that sheriff in to testify as to his own culpability in this situation. Now, yes, I realize that raises some constitutional issues, and A notary public is not a constitutional position. It's an administrative position of a de facto government. That, in fact, is what the Compton case was all about. That a de facto government was being challenged by the de jure committee or judiciary, whichever it was, and the Supreme Court ruled on the side of the de jure that people cannot just go ahead, or persons cannot just proceed forward and declare themselves a de jure government, and because they're functioning, have the assumption of legitimacy. Very interesting case, and we'll probably take some time to make that available over the next couple of weeks. So anyway, that's material worth considering, and that's where some of our thinking is heading regarding notaries. Let's see. I think I took us a little off point there, folks, but quick reminder about Notary Depot, D-E-P-O-T, at Hush.com. If you are in need of the services of a competent notary, and B, if you would like to join this so-called army of notaries, we hope to have 1,000 strong, every patriot being a notary public, so that when a notary issues a subpoena, perhaps it comes from 5 local notaries on a 5-member notary panel as a dire warning to any judge who attempt to interfere. Now, the fact is, using cross-citation of jurisdictions from different states and nations and commercial entities, the notary is able to not just issue subpoenas and summonses in some of these jurisdictions and in other jurisdictions that permit a notary to cite foreign jurisdictions and act within them, but the notary is also capable of the enforcement procedures that we just discussed, not just in judicial settings. The notary is able to take testimony in various jurisdictions, in administrative procedures and administrative capacity. And that's very interesting, because that, in fact, was the original concept behind the Office of Notary Public, that a notary would serve to take testimony outside the formalized court. In a modern sense, it's saving the resources of the court. It's in a pretrial sense, or in addition to the a trial setting or an official, quote-unquote, an official judicial setting, which, as we all know, is almost always administrative in the United States anyway. But if a judge were to attempt to countermand and provide an order to a notary public quashing a notary's subpoena, and I were that notary, I not only would not accept that, I would haul the judge in under a subpoena to testify as to its authority to quash a subpoena in a completely independent situation. Who is to say, other than the notary, if that subpoena is being issued pursuant to a controversy before a court or a separate administrative process? Opens up all kinds of lines of thinking, doesn't it, folks? So I'd sure like to hear your ideas on the use of notaries, and we'd sure like to accumulate not necessarily a list, but a passel of notaries, a posse of notaries around the country who, in assistance to their fellow men and women, might consider undertaking some of these procedures and opening up a whole new counter judiciary where it actually belongs, back in the county. So, that said, let me see if there are any other announcements. I don't believe so. So let's move on to some of the beginning UCC procedures, if we may, right after the break. Saved by the Bell, while I get the file, the appropriate files, on screen on the computer. When we return after a brief break, my friends, we're going to review the original bedrock UCC creditor-debtor establishment procedure and some of the transitional procedures and the latest procedure. And we'll do it all in a 10-minute segment.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
On the left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please.
I got no bread for the rent. I got my next two paychecks.
My friend. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy, and thank you for joining us to Take No Prisoners. Folks, if I sound a little subdued tonight, my apologies. We had the misfortune of having to put my third doggy down, my favorite dog, last night about midnight. Wonderful, now an old fellow whose name was Rover. We found him in an intersection chasing cars. And it's all three of my dogs passed away this month. We had two of them we had to do by hand right here on the farm. And one of them actually happened while I was lecturing at the collecting and bankruptcy seminar. So there hasn't been much sleep and a lot of sadness, of course, about that, because you become attached to these guys. And so my apologies if I sound a little bit subdued here this evening. Now, we were supposed to have a guest on the program, but apparently the telephone number where we're trying to contact him is incorrect. So, Eric, if you're out there, please call in, and we'll get you on in this segment. Excuse me. So, friends, the call-in number, by the way, is 1-800-313-9443. That's to call in live with your questions. It is not to call in to listen to the program. I tell you that as a favor to my producer, Manny, who gets people calling all evening to listen to the program. And we find that rather amusing, but probably after a while it's a little trying on Manny. So call in if you have a question related to beginning UCC procedures right now and later on prison extraction. Well, in the old days, which ain't that long ago when you think of the scheme of the world, there was a process that evolved. I cannot tell you who created the actual process. I know Cindy Beers was instrumental in popularizing it. It may have originated in Roger Elvick's mind completely. I don't really know. Although the concept originated with Roger, to the best of my knowledge. Excuse me. And the process was meant to establish a debtor-creditor relationship between this concept of a fictional straw party account acting in our place instead, and the living man and woman, which most of the time is acting in the name, place, instead of the straw party, unfortunately. Now, those who are truly novices will say, well, in the back of their mind, they'll be saying, I just don't understand how there can be two different legal hats being worn or two different concepts there. I mean, when they send the papers to me, come on, it's just, so what if they capitalize the letters? They're dealing with me. Well, the fact of the matter is, folks, it is a fact that the United States is a corporation. And when the corporation contacts other parties, it has no authority, and the founders of the corporation knew it had no authority to dictate policy to living men and women, let alone the living men and women who were the grantors or the incorporators of the corporation. And so, it can, by definition, only order or command, as the judge's language usually says, a fiction to stand before it. Where on earth can a corporation come forth and command you? This is beyond belief. It's into the realm of fact. But even if it was just a belief, is it your belief? If it is, then you are under no obligation to respond to the commands of a stranger operating in the capacity of a procedural phantom, a legal fiction, or as they often refer to it in the modern papers, an actor. They actually have the nerve to say, and the actors did this, that, or the other thing. They ain't lying, because they're all actors. They don't exist other than as a statutory corporate private construction. They are truly the private, and we are truly the public. But for convention's sake, we still refer to them as the public. It is no coincidence, or as I said to a bank once, if they don't provide satisfaction, I will provide them with the opportunity under penalty of perjury to explain why their computer and every other bank and insurance company computer on the planet is incapable of writing my name correctly. Let's bring you in under oath to testify to that effect and put it on the record if that entity is me. Or as Dale Carnegie once said, there is no sweeter sound than the sound of one's own name. Of course, he probably forgot what it was like to be a teenager and hear the sound of Cindy Lou's name next door. But nonetheless, because those are separate entities, we create a creditor-debtor relationship with that entity, which places us in charge, not of operating the entity, of collecting anything that is extracted from it. We'll continue this after a brief break. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
The boogie train, it's a boogie thing. Oh, it's a boogie thing.
Yes, my friends, it's the boogie train, and aren't we proud of that? I probably shouldn't be too sarcastic since I selected the music for the program. But if you haven't guessed, you're listening to Take No Prisoners, known worldwide as the Boogie Train, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And I'm the shameless Sam Kennedy. So, there are probably 4 or 5 different well-established ways for establishing the debtor, the creditor-debtor relationship and providing public notice. And that's all we're doing under these circumstances. So let's go back to the beginning. Even in the beginning, and no, I'm not talking about Genesis. I'm talking about redemption. In the beginning, I have to watch every word with you folks, don't I? In the beginning, we began by establishing a security agreement. Now, Victoria was at the Law Merchant Leadership Retreat a couple of weeks ago, And she is still of the opinion that a security agreement is not necessarily a valuable entity to have until it's needed. And I understand her feelings on that. And I don't necessarily disagree with them. And she is quite an expert on the UCC procedure. For my own sake, I'm a little more... I'm trying to avoid the word on the air. But I'm a little more compartmentalized in my thinking than that. And so I did provide a security agreement for myself and the straw party, signing on behalf of both. I've spent 50-some-odd years acting as a trustee for that straw party. Why stop then? And the straw party signature was on the left of the page, and the signature on the right, the lowest last signature on the page, was mine in living man capacity. And it was probably a four-page security agreement, and there are many security agreements that are out there, folks. But if you really, really want to be a creditor in more than name only, then you should be writing your own, certainly reading other people's security agreements, but eventually understanding what it is that you want to put in yours. Now, every security agreement, as far as I'm concerned, should include a list of definitions. The best list of definitions I've been able to come up with, worthy or not, though they may be, is found in our International Commercial Claim/Lien, which is on the Law Merchant Leadership Retreat from the last two conferences, although it's been, that section has not been rewritten, although the lien has been rewritten drastically for the last retreat. That would be stage one, option four, for those of you who have access to that material. And that's a very healthy list of definitions particular to that document and that procedure, and would need some modification, but the framework is there for establishing the credentials of the parties and their relationship. So the security agreement, like any security agreement, establishes a security interest in the debtor to the tune of X number of dollars. Might I suggest 100 billion is a nice round number. So that if you do business with my debtor, if you attempt to extract money from my debtor, you owe it to me unless you owe the first 100 billion to me. And 100 billion and one is yours, and I bless you with it. If, on the other hand, you owe money to my debtor, then you owe money to me because all of my debtor's collateral, in this case, belongs to me first. I'm first in line. That security agreement is established, again, by your signature in two different capacities, and then becomes the core of the creditor-debtor relationship. There's a fellow in California whose name escapes me at the moment, with apologies if someone listening tonight live knows who he is, please send his name and I'll be happy to mention it on the air. And there's a party who's been present at a number of our meetings who's blessed people with helping them on his own time in the evenings, helping them construct those security agreements from out of California. I believe it's California. And that's a very nice, extensive security agreement. It's a good starting place. But I do suggest, when we seek to complete those procedures to get them out of the way so we can get onto the good stuff, we are showing our ignorance. And friends, I was as ignorant as the next guy because that's exactly what I did. So do what I say, not what I do. You would really be doing yourself a favor if you studied and perfected and really understood the security agreement and the security interest that's being established before going ahead and providing public notice. Once a security agreement is in place, what do you do with it? This, again, is all under the banner of the original redemption UCC procedures back in the late 90s and early 2000s, early 21st century. We would take that security agreement and we would attach a copy of it to a UCC-1, which is a so-called financing statement drawn under the Uniform Commercial Code, which has been adapted in most states and territories. Now, for instance, in Puerto Rico, it has not been adopted. At least Article 9 has not been adopted. But they wrote a separate law that almost word for word is identical. They call it something else. So the UCC, all of these uniform laws are in effect universally throughout the United States. And they must be, because they're all functioning as subdivisions of the United States. So there's only so much room for color within the United States. Anyway, we would compile a copy of the security agreement. Now, some people decided not to attach the security agreement to their UCC-1, but I think most people, it would be safe to say, did attach a copy of the security agreement, a copy of their birth certificate, not a certified copy, just a copy of both sides of their Social Security card, to a UCC-1, and a UCC-1AD, an addenda form. The UCC-1 is a simple form worth reading front and back so you understand what's actually being stated about signing on as an individual or an organization. In the early days, we placed the name of the debtor in the blank line for debtor on the form that said individual. As we evolved, we began to see that that name, Sam Kennedy, uppercase letters, or Kennedy, comma, Sam, might have a comma, a trust after it placed in the organization line, because that, in fact, is what it is. It is not a living man or woman. It is an organization of some sort, an account of some sort, a trust of some sort, a subcorporation. Some of those tacit and some of those explicit. Now, it's not incorrect to put it on the line as an individual, because if you look at the back of the form, an individual is basically being defined in the same way. Typical public. That's why it pays to read the forms, know the definitions, and then redefine those definitions in your security interest if you would like. And as you see appropriate, every security agreement should probably state all words herein are as the creditor interprets them. In other words, the creditor has the last say on the definition of all terms therein. Now, in the old days, all of this material was attached to a UCC state form. And that UCC state form had a large section where the property or the collateral that was being used to secure the interest could be listed. And it was there that we listed the application for the Social Security number, what we called direct treasury accounts. We wouldn't list those anymore. We have simplified greatly, which I'll explain in a minute. The application for the passport, for the state marriage license, the application for the driver's license, all of that stuff. Those were all items that would accompany this process to the Department of Treasury, certified copies of them noted, accepted for value. And that's part of establishing the creditor-debtor relationship. Now, there may still be some states where you can get away with or negotiate their accepting the state form. And the state form, in fact, was a lien because it was a signed form and it delineated the collateral and the circumstances of the lien. The national form that has been adopted by most states, is not a lien. It's an unsigned form. Therefore, it can be nothing greater than public notice. Public notice, of course, can be achieved in many ways, newspaper ads, posting it on the county bulletin boards and maybe three locations within the county for a period of time. I'm trying to remember. I think it might be 3 weeks or 5 weeks, or 8 weeks rather, and maybe 3 weeks in the newspaper. We used to do that. It's been many years, and frankly, I don't remember, but you could – any newspaper legal notice – folks. Sorry for the interruption. I guess this is the third out of the last 4 weeks where the connection has spontaneously disconnected. My apologies for that. I believe we only disconnected a half a minute or so ago, so let me pick up where we left off again with apologies. We would be assembling the cover letter, which basically says, here's the UCC-1, here's the 1AD checked off as a transmitting utility. And the reason we do that is to, A, because that Social Security account is in fact functioning as a transmitting utility for all of our business with the public, and B, because then there is not a limited life of 5 or 6 years on the filing. So we would have a simple cover letter saying, here are the documents, and here is the payment in the amount of X amount of dollars with a money order, and please do the filing and return a copy to us. Some states require two original copies of UCC filings. And attached to it would be a copy of the birth certificate, a copy of the Social Security card, both sides, I might add, because they're two different accounts, and a copy of the security agreement, and you're off and running. Then, 3 or 4 days later, a UCC 11 form would be filed with the by the way, that filing of the UCC 1 is done with the Secretary of State's UCC division in all states. And the resident state would be an adequate place to do it, a neighboring state, a birth state. It doesn't really matter. You're just giving public notice. Now, if you were filing a UCC-1 involving real estate transactions where you wanted to provide notice that you have a claim on real property, then that would be filed in most states at the county level with the recorder of deeds or whoever keeps the book of real estate transactions. Anyway, you would extract a copy of a certified copy of your UCC-1 filing by way of a UCC-11 request. The UCC-11 is a form that provides either for a certified search or certified copies of filings. And if you do the certified search, you have a very powerful document in your hands because it will demonstrate that you are first-in-line creditor, if in fact you are at that point in time. So we take that certified copy. In this case, we would be using, I would submit two UCC-11s if it was me doing this procedure now, and that would be a UCC-11 requesting a certified search to establish for the record that I'm first in line. And I still would do that, by the way, even to this day, because I want a record of my status as creditor, because that becomes my, quote, statement of interest, unquote, in all judicial proceedings and all administrative proceedings thereafter. So when I say, here's a copy of my statement of interest in the debtor, I'm referring to the copy of the UCC-11 with a UCC-1 stapled to it. That should be adequate without having to provide the security agreement. So we take that UCC certified copy and we attach it to, we used to attach it to a specific bill of exchange. Now that bill of exchange had not changed in many years. I finally decided to rewrite it. And in fact, I was talking with Cindy about that and then called her to see if she had read the revised version that day and found out that she had been arrested. That was the day after the night she had been arrested. So we would attach it to a bill of exchange, not to be used as currency, but a bill of exchange and a cover letter titled an invoice, and we send them off to the Secretary of the Treasury, invoice on top, a 1040 ES below that, I would probably use a 1040 V now, the bill of exchange, and a copy of the birth certificate, a certified copy of the birth certificate accepted for value, a certified copy of the Social Security number, of the Social Security card accepted for value, and a copy of the UCC-1 filing. And that's how we perform the entire initial UCC-1 process. The purpose of that filing sent off to Henry Paulson at the Department of Treasury, 1500 Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20220. The purpose of that filing was basically to say to the Secretary of the Treasury in his capacity as the U.S. trustee, you are keeping the books. I have accepted everything for value, and it is my intention by way of this bill of exchange to pay all outstanding liabilities, damages, injuries, chaos, and corruption that have been caused by that account. All billions of it. So, since you're keeping the books, please look it up, enter the amount, and close out the account. And that, in fact, was the initial UCC filing procedure. When we return...
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
My friends, this is the final segment before the hour and our second hour of Take No Prisoners, and thank you for joining me. We just reviewed the complete UCC-1 initial filing program and the Treasury filing that went along with it to establish the creditor-debtor relationship. That process has mostly fallen out of vogue, I would say. And so if someone were a newcomer seeking a streamlined and more modern procedure, and perhaps one that makes even better rationale, then it would still begin with a security agreement and a UCC-1 filing, and following that up with a UCC-11 search and UCC-11 certified copies. so that the creditor-debtor relationship is established on the record and can be used as a statement of interest in the event you have the misfortune of venturing into an admiralty courtroom. And you seek, you seek for it not to become an equity courtroom. However, the newer procedure that I think most people have undertaken involves the use of Winston Shrout's so-called birth certificate bond. And I say so-called because it's not titled that, but in fact, it is a bond that is sent to the Department of Treasury. That's as opposed to the United States Treasury, of course, which is a different entity. That's why you have two signatures on your bills, by the way. United States Treasury on the left, the debtor, and the Department of Treasury, the Secretary of Treasury, rather, on the right, the creditor. And as far as that pertains to the BC bond, this is a bond that is sent to the Department of the Treasury and placed into the hands of the Secretary of the Treasury, Henry Paulson, attached to which is a certified copy of one's birth record, the birth certificate, or even the original hospital birth certificate might suffice, excuse me, as a sign that the straw man, that the living man was entered into the system and an account was created in the name of the straw man, eventually slash social security number, and that entity is entitled to all the privileges and benefits thereof, and also is obligated to be a subject of the United States as a United States person. That's when it all began. That's when that nurse coming in the room and fawning over mom, nowadays the hospital administrator, with a little clipboard in her arm saying, here, sign here. Oh, I would rather not sign that. Oh, you have to sign that. I do, huh? I have to. Well, thank you, Miss Slave Master. They know, forgive them, Lord. They know not what they do. And sometimes I think we know not what we do. Let me just caution you folks, let's not obsess over procedure. We all do, especially BIC, because it is procedurally heavy at times. And we obsess over procedure, but what was it? In James 4:4, I believe, where he said, you adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred toward God? Remember that? Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Remember that? So let's not be too friendly with the world and get bogged down in all of Caesar's numbers and procedures, because we'll be doing a disservice to our entrance into the kingdom. We'll continue this discussion after a 1 minute station identification in the second hour of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. Thanks for joining me. With